This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. For most people, this doesn't make any sense. Fans of the HBO show Game of Thrones would know this is a rousing speech in Dothraki. David Peterson created that language, one of several he's developed for television. He spoke about inventing languages yesterday at UAB. Peterson tells me developing a language for TV starts with a few key questions.
Who is going to be speaking this language? Who's going to be using it? In what context? About how much dialogue is there going to be? And, you know, approximately what's the effect, what's the impression the producers want it to have? So after that discussion, what I do is I come and I prepare a small snippet or sample of the language. And it'll just be like a sentence or two that has approximately the sound I want it to. It doesn't have any meaning. None of the words have any meaning at that point. But I send it on to the producers and I say, is this about what you were imagining? And if it's right on, then I proceed. If it's not, I tweak it until it's something that they like. Once they have a sound that they're happy with, then I set about creating the language.
Is it the sound that's what you find show producers are most concerned about with developing languages?
Yeah, pretty much producers are only interested in whatever is going to show up on the screen. If it's a spoken language, that's the sound. If there happens to be a written component as well, then they want to see the written language. After that, when it comes to designing the grammar and designing, you know, creating all of the words and everything like that, it's really totally up to me. And then when it comes to the lexicon, that is the words and everything, that's where I delve into the culture of the people and I get as much information from them as possible. I say, you know, who are these people? Where are they from? What are they like? What is their daily life like? What are they like when we don't see them on the screen? What other groups have they had interaction with? Do they borrow words from other people? What are those people like? What languages do they speak? And then just little by little, you start with something very small and pretty soon at the end, you have a full language.
How long does it take you to develop a language that's functional, to have enough vocabulary beyond just the rules that you set up?
The truth is that it takes me as long as I'm given to create a language, at least on a show or a movie. Operating outside of the constraints and deadlines of Hollywood, I would spend a good 6 months on a language before presenting it, like to other language creators. Usually it takes a year or so for me to feel pretty good about a language. But yeah, with Hollywood, I mean, the shortest amount of time I've had is 2 weeks.
Well, your work is public through these television shows, particularly Game of Thrones. What sort of feedback, what's the interaction like with fans around the languages?
Yeah, the interaction with fans, it varies show by show. And it's been very different show by show. I think I assumed when Game of Thrones came out that I would immediately be like the next Mark Okrand, who created Klingon, you know, being assailed by fans and go to conventions for the Dothraki language. That never really happened. The public knowledge, say, of something like Dothraki or Valyrian increased exponentially, but the actual interest increased maybe a little bit. There was millions and millions of people who knew what Dothraki was, but, you know, maybe tens of people who actually wanted to sit down and learn the language. It wasn't like Klingon. Yeah, I didn't really experience that level of fandom until I started working on a show called The 100 that airs on the CW. I created a language for that in the second season called Trigetta Slang.
Now get you down, Gustus. Feel like you don't tell Iopote. I gotta hook up, stay iffy.
You should not stay same time, also take 12 crew to go together. This is got crew stay no same.
That language is so, so popular compared to everything else I have ever created. It has its own Slack group where there's like probably over 1,000 people on it now, and people just talk about the language, use the language. That was really something. I was like, wow, so this is what it's like.
How many languages have you created?
I don't know. Like, really, I don't know. It's more than 50. I've created a ton.
For those of us who, you know, aren't part of the community that creates languages, non-language people, What do we miss about this sort of thing that you do?
What I love doing the most is I just love creating the languages and I love coming up with words. What I do is I go through my dictionaries and I look at all of these words. You know, I remember when I created that word. I remember what I was thinking. I remember what it was like to come up with that root. I remember how satisfying it was to produce this meaning. For me, it's like looking at old pictures. So when I hear these on screen, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, you know, it's the, you know, a guy saying something, you know, really rough in a gruff context. And then what I'm remembering is like, oh, man, I remember creating that word. Oh, that was so much fun.
That's David Peterson. He created the language Dothraki for the HBO show Game of Thrones.